אתם עם SBS בעברית. לעוד סיפורים מעניינים, כנסו ל-sbs.com.au.
My guest is Ian Grodin. Shalom and welcome to SBS Shalom Australia.
Thank you.
Ian, you are in Israel at the moment.
I'm also a citizen and a voter these days as well. Because I made Aliyah and I also vote. I can vote for like a citizen.
I can ask you about what is happening in the country, because I spoke to somebody that is very, very concerned. He thinks that the government is heading for a regime change, very extreme, and is worried about civil war. Do you think that things are so serious?
I personally don't, Lisa, because I think the press has totally sensationalized what's going on. It's a very happy society. The Swedes, as you know, have just published around the world the happiest society. Israel came number four. And it's very happy living here. Most people don't protest, a few do, but it's very happy life here.
So what is the issue? Because we see protests for 33 weeks in a row, and we are talking about thousands of people that are protesting. You said that you came from the premise that Israel is a happy society. It doesn't seem a very happy society at the moment. What I'm asking you is about the judicial change. What are your views?
I think that it's a country, because of the method of coalition governments where you're constantly pushed by whoever's part of your coalition threatening to bring you down, which has happened a lot in recent years, it's a hard country to run. You've got so many diverse cultures and groups, and these people all have voters, and they all want to get re-elected, so they all want to push what suits their election. And it's very complicated to make them all, to integrate them all together like one unit. It's a hard country to run.
But what's about the judicial change?
Well, what's happened is the country, as you know, has no constitution. It has no Bill of Rights, which you need if you're going to have a constitution. The Supreme Court has taken over what should be a Bill of Rights, and they privately have assessed that all the Bill of Rights is all to do with every citizen's dignity, personal dignity. So that gave them a very broad jurisdiction over the country, and that made them much more powerful. And they have opposed government legislation 22 times, and each time for a different reason. The present fight is because the last reason was that they believed the government was unreasonable and therefore must change its legislation. No Supreme Court in the Western world does that. So, of course, the legislators, the politicians don't like that, so they changed that. They passed a bill changing, using unreasonable as a reason for legislation. They have many reasons, like, for example, they might say it's not consistent with Supreme Courts in the Western world. That's a different reason. No one's stopping them. The government's not stopping them. They continue. They're about to make another big meeting to try and stop the government, but not on the basis of being unreasonable. Unreasonable is a very difficult word, Nita. If you go and somebody says to you, having a Brit is unreasonable, and someone says having a Brit is very reasonable, opposite points of view for the word reasonable means two opposite things. It's a very subjective expression, and that's not a proper legal expression. So the government has banned the court from using that basis for its reasoning.
But it seems that it's going to paralyze the power of the Supreme Court to interfere. And you have to take into account, like in Australia, we've got upper house, lower house. So there are check and balances, and we've got a constitution. Israel only got the Knesset, and there is no constitution. So the only check and balances were the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you mentioned the word Knesset, but to me, just as a humble resident, the reason the court is interfering is because Israel has no Senate. Australia has a Senate, a House of Review, and that's what the court wants to be, like a House of Review of anything the government does. Israel has no Senate. It's a very unfortunate system of government, of a coalition instead of a Senate. So it keeps interfering with government legislation. And, of course, this has been hovering in the air since Ben-Gurion's Declaration of Independence in 1948, where he set about the rules of what should be in the, you mentioned there's no constitution, and that is called basic law. And that is supposed to be untouchable by the court or anyone. But anybody can read up what he said in his declaration. If you look up the Red Declaration, you have what was originally 11, now 16 basic laws of what has to be allowed to continue to one day become a constitution on which they can't agree. Basic law like Israel, the government has an army and the government is in charge of property. The government can take tax and give back to people in this welfare system, which it certainly did do. The government has a right to tax people. They're all basic laws one day are to be part of a constitution if they ever can finally sit and agree.
I think the problem was in 1948 that the religious party says that you can't have a constitution when you have the Torah. The Torah should be the constitution. And I think that it still continues. That's why Israel doesn't have a constitution, unfortunately.
Yes, quite right. That's 100% right. And in the last election, the religious parties gained ground. They got 1.5 million votes out of 7 million votes. And they have a lot of influence with the coalition system. They simply say, you don't do what we want and we'll kill the government. So it puts the prime minister in a very difficult position. They want, for example, yesterday there was a strike in Tel Aviv for a new light rail. And all these people chained themselves to the train because they're going to stay chained until the local council allows the train to be used on a Saturday. Because the population is largely secular, they don't want some of these religious rules of not working on Shabbat, not using public transport on Shabbat, not shopping on Shabbat. So now they're demonstrating. And that's the influence of religious parties for those in a society that is very largely secular.
We're talking to Ian Grodden, and you're listening to SBS Shalom Australia with Nitza Lowenstein. Ian, do you see any solution?
The solution is always compromise. If there's no compromise, this is going to continue until eventually it'll hurt so much that people start, you know, bending a little bit and coming to some sort of common ground.
I really thank you for your input and for sharing your thoughts with us, because I think, well, many things that you said are very important. Ian Grodden, thank you so much.
רוצים לשמוע עוד סיפורים? האזינו דרך האפל פודקאסט, גוגל פודקאסט, ספוטיפיי, או בכל מקום אחר בו ניתן להאזין לפודקאסטים.